Chapter Infinity Plus One. 3 hours later, the sun rose over a broken city. I sat up in my bed, looking out the window. Tuki Tuki was in shambles. Many of the huts had collapsed. Broken spears, bits of metal, and shard glass lay peppering the lawns of fallen homes. Bits of trash blew in the wind. There were no bodies, but I could see blood. The bodies had been removed.
Ah, lad, you're awake.
I turned to find my grandfather sitting in the chair beside my bed. I was in the palace, one of the few buildings that hadn't fallen during the earthquake.
What happened?
I asked softly, raising a hand to my head. It throbbed.
You saved us,
he said. He seemed oddly subdued, for my grandfather at least.
My, my, lad, he said. That was something incredible you did. I'm not even sure what it was, but it was something incredible indeed.
What do you mean? I asked.
The librarian weapons fell apart, Grandpa said. In the middle of the battle, every gun, grenade, cannon, robot, everything they had, it all just... Well, lad, it broke.
I could hear drums. The Mokians were having a celebration. How could they celebrate when their city was in shambles?
Because they still have a city, I thought, broken though it is.
How are you feeling, lad?
Grandpa asked, scooting his chair closer to me.
Fine, actually, I replied.
Tired, no. Exhausted. But remarkably good.
Well, that's great. Fantastic, in fact. Excellent to hear.
He seemed hesitant about something.
I don't want to push, lad. But do you mind me asking what you did?
Well, I said, I knew that the flesh stones on the necks of the Kristen are all connected, and once, when using the bestower's lenses you gave me, I loaned someone else my talent. So I figured, well, if I gave my talent to all of the knights at once, while they were fighting, it would work for them like it did for me. It would destroy the weapons of the librarians when they tried to fire.
My grandfather seemed disturbed.
Ah, he said. Yes. Very clever. Very clever.
It wasn't supposed to be clever, I said, grimacing. It just kind of happened. But it looks like it worked.
Oh, it worked, Grandpa said. Maybe better than you thought.
What?
I asked.
Well, lad, here's the thing. You didn't just break the weapons of the librarians who were fighting here. You broke them all. Every weapon being wielded by a librarian anywhere in Mokia. In one moment, they all shattered, broke, fell apart.
Grandpa raised a hand to his head, scratching at the fluffy white hair there.
They've retreated, called off the war, and gone back to the Hushlands. The Mokians have named you a national hero.
I sat back, stunned.
Already the news is spreading through the Free Kingdoms, Grandpa said. This is the first time the librarians have been turned back from taking a kingdom they were besieging. It's being called a miracle. You're a hero, lad. Everyone is talking about it.
I felt odd.
I should have felt like celebrating, jumping up and screaming for joy. But I still felt troubled and worried. Something inside of me had changed. Being forced to confront my conceptions of what was right and what was wrong, who was good and who was evil, had changed me. I didn't want to celebrate. I wanted to hide. The world was a scary place.
My talent terrified me suddenly, even after I'd used it to save so many.
Lad, Grandpa said, do you know when the talents might come back?
I felt a chill.
What do you mean? None of them work anymore, Grandpa said. Me? Kaz? 80? No more talents. They're gone.
Hesitantly, I reached out and touched the bed frame, engaging my talent. But nothing happened. It wasn't like before when I felt reluctance within me. Now, there was just a void, an emptiness where my talent had once been.
I let it out, I thought.
It can't be. I contained it, kept it from destroying. I pulled it back in. But I'd done something else. Somehow, I'd broken the Smedri talents.
I don't know, I said. I don't know anything.
Ah, well then, lad, you should rest. Rest indeed.
When I next awoke, I had a stream of visitors. Aluki, 80, Kaz, then countless Mokians wishing to show their appreciation for me saving their city. I tried to explain that I'd destroyed their city, but they weren't listening. The librarians had retreated. Mokia was safe. What was left of it, at least. I kept waiting to see if Bastille, the king, or the queen would come to see me. None of them did, though someone did bring me a cheese sandwich and insist that I eat it, thereby fulfilling the holy prophecy of the author's foreword, as was spoken by Alcatraz Smedri. Finally, I asked the question I'd been dreading, and got the answer I'd feared. Those who'd been knocked unconscious during the war were still in comas. The librarians had fled, taking the antidote with them. Mokian scientists were confident they could find a cure, given enough time. But in the end, I had failed Bastille after all. And Mokia, too. More than half of their population was still unconscious. I didn't say this to the Mokians. Instead, I nodded and accepted thanks. I couldn't really explain how I felt. I wasn't the same person anymore. Too much had happened. Too much had changed. I was finally free of the talent, and that terrified me. Where was it? What had I done? When I remembered that I'd lost my translator's lenses, that only made me feel sicker. My final visitor of the day was a very unexpected one. She sauntered in, accompanied by my grandfather and two guards. Shasta Smedri, my mother. She still wore her librarian business suit and skirt. Her blonde hair was down, and they'd taken her glasses as a precaution. My mother could have been a pretty woman if she'd wanted to be. That had never seemed to matter to her.
Lad, Grandpa said, she insisted that we bring her to you. I'm not sure if it was a good idea.
It's all right, I said, focusing on Shasta. You should be gone. The librarians who kidnapped me went back and freed all of you.
Yes, they did, she said, and I waited behind to get captured again.
I frowned.
I think your father is going to come here, Shasta said, eyeing her guards with a raised eyebrow. The catacombs of the Mokian Royal University are said to have walls that are inscribed with a forgotten tongue. I thought Attica would try to get to them before the city fell. Alcatraz I was said to have spent much time in this area, and so there's a high probability that the writings were his.
Well, that's not an issue any longer, Grandpa Smedri said. The Mokian University is no more. The entire thing was swallowed up in the earthquake, crushed flat,
The catacombs pulverized.
Is that so? Shasta said flatly.
Indeed, Grandpa said, meeting her stare.
There didn't seem to be much affection between them. Of course, they were in-laws, so what did you expect?
Where will he go next? I asked.
Shasta turned to me. She drew her lips into a line.
I'll go with you, I found myself saying.
What? Grandpa said. Trembling tailors, lad! What are you talking about?
We need to find my father, I said firmly. I think he's going to try something stupid. Something very, very stupid.
But
you, I said to Shasta, me and my grandfather. Just the three of us, and anyone else you approve. You have my word.
She seemed amused at that.
Very well. There are rumors of an enclave of forgotten language texts in the heart of librarian power. I suspect we'll find your father there. The place is carefully guarded, however, and even one such as I will have difficulty sneaking in.
Lad, I don't know about this, Grandpa said.
The heart of librarian power? I asked, ignoring him. Where is that?
They call it the Library of Congress, Shasta said. But it's really something far grander. The Hybrary, a bunker the size of a city, hidden underneath Washington, D.C., in the United States, deep within the Hushlands.
That got my grandfather's attention.
The Hybrary?
He asked. He got an almost dreamy look in his eyes.
My, my, he said. I've always wanted to infiltrate that place.
That's my grandfather for you. He might have lost his talent, but he was still a smedry.
The Hybrary will contain the formulas for all librarian weapon antidotes, Shasta said, almost teasingly. If you want to cure your friends, it is the place to go.
Grandpa looked even more eager, but he held himself back.
The lad and I will discuss it, Shasta. If we agree to this little endeavor, then you'll be coming as a prisoner, carefully watched over. That's the only way I'd agree to it.
Shasta smiled again, glancing at me.
Very well, she said, then waved to her guards, as if they were attendants, and had them lead her from the room.
My grandfather looked shaken. He sat down on the stool beside my bed again.
That woman.
We need to go with her, I said. My father can't be allowed to try to give everyone smedry talents. Grandpa, I think that the talents might be what destroyed the Incarna. I think...
Yes, Grandpa said. Yes, you're probably right.
What? You know already?
I've guessed it, lad, Grandpa said, and feared it. After you told me what you found in the tomb of Alcatraz the First.
Do you think my father can really do it? I asked.
If it were anyone else, Grandpa said, I'd say no. But your father, well, he's a special man, capable of extraordinary things. Yes, I think he might just be able to do it, if he wants to.
He's got the only remaining pair of translator's lenses, I said. Mine were destroyed.
Ah, I wondered why we didn't find them on you.
He's going to the Hybrary. You know what we have to do, Grandfather.
He looked at me, then nodded.
Yes, but let's at least sleep on it a day, and then decide.
I nodded back to him, and he stood, withdrawing, leaving me to listen to the sounds of the Mokian drums outside. They'd celebrate all day, as per their tradition. And then, on the morrow, they'd mourn for those who were dead. Celebrations first, sorrows second. I didn't have time for either one. Mokia had been a diversion, a distraction, both for myself and my mother. My father
Attica Smedri had a huge head start, and what he was planning could destroy us all. The Dark Talent was free, and the entire Smedri clan had lost their powers. An enormous fleet of Librarian soldiers was returning to the Hushlands with tales of what the Talents could do. I think this is a good place to end. Don't you?